There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Star split behind Kurt Warner. Takes, back to throw, under some pressure. Rainbows the far sideline and it is caught.
Yes!
Touchdown,
yes!
Rams!
Yes!
Ricky Pro!
Yes!
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
So we had a little bit of a sports development today as we started the show. We learned that our St. Louis Battlehawks have a new head coach, and we are all familiar with that guy. Ricky Prohl has been announced as the new head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks after Anthony Becht was reassigned to the Orlando team. We are joined now by Matt Pauley, the host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, Countdown to Opening Day, which is on Thursdays, and I bet he tells me that it's not going to be this Thursday because of the holiday.
It's not going to be this Thursday.
See, I'm so angry at you rescheduling these things, Matt. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll talk about Countdown to Opening Day in a minute.
Okay.
But Ricky Prohl, he's going to be back here coaching football in St. Louis, an important Rams figure in our sports history.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I think we all have a soft spot in our heart for Ricky, and he's been around. He's been an assistant with the Battlehawks previously, so he's familiar with the team. He's familiar with the setup and the system and all that. So if you're going to lose Anthony Becht, who did a really, really good job with this team, fun to get a guy like Ricky Prohl. Like, I we had this conversation about Yadier Molina when he was, working in the dugout for a few games. Are more people going to show up to the games because Molina's in the dugout? I always kind of thought, probably not. Are more people going to show up to the games because Ricky Prohl is the head coach? Probably not, but at the same time, the Battlehawks are really good with interviews and being out and about. So if Prohl is as available as Anthony Becht was, it's going to be cool because that means we're going to be hearing from Ricky a lot. And I think people will kind of stop and pay a little bit more attention to what is being said when they know that Ricky Prohl is the one talking.
I am going to pull a Chris Farley show when we talk to Ricky Prohl and go, "Hey, Ricky, remember that time you made that catch? Remember that time that catch? That was awesome." That's going to be
he's
my very first question.
Yeah, he's going to love it.
He's going to get a lot of that, right?
That's like, who thinks of Ricky Prohl and doesn't think of the catch first? You can think of a lot of things, but don't you think of the catch first? I'm not the only one.
I just, I do think of that. I just think of that group. I mean, when it was him and Isaac and Torrey and Oz Hakeem, those four guys being your receivers and just doing what they did with the Rams, It was so much fun. And, you know, one of my favorite stories about them is, I don't remember if it was, you know, Sports Illustrated or Sporting News, who it was, ESPN the magazine, but somebody did a cover story on them, and the cover story was only going to feature Isaac, Torrey, and Oz, and those three guys basically said, we're not doing this unless Ricky is involved. So Ricky was on that cover, whichever one it was. I can't, you know, I'm sure people listening remember it because it was somewhat iconic. But, you know, just that group of receivers and what they did and the way that team played, it's fun to be able to think about it. And that's going to be the cool thing again about the Battlehawks, having him as the head coach. And again, he's been around, he's been an assistant, he's done all those things. But now that he's the head coach, he's so much more a face of the organization.
You know, I think about just, we were talking about that receiving core, that touchdown at the Dome. And Ricky wasn't, you know, he wasn't in the play, but it was Azakim and Torrey Holt. And it was something like a, I don't know, man, like a 60-yard run. I think it was a 60-yard. It was a reception and then run after the catch. And Holt and Hakeem are, nobody's within 15 yards of them. They're running side by side into the end zone looking at each other. Like, if just that, for a modern offense, right? Like, that was as good as it will ever be. Those guys were, that team was unreal.
It was so much fun. Like, it just, you lament the fact that we don't have it anymore, right? Like, and I know, I know people get upset at the NFL, and there's some people who kind of put their head in the sands and say, well, St. Louis doesn't want the NFL back, man.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Trust me, you do.
You do.
When we had it, it was so good. I was just, you know, I was not to bring up the game last night that obviously did not go in your direction, Ronj, but like just sitting there and watching the end of that Bears-Niners game last night, it was so good. And you get that so often in the NFL where you're just edge of your seat. It doesn't matter if you have a rooting interest or not, the drama that goes along with the NFL. I miss having a team that I'm super passionate about and being able to really, really root for.
Yeah, I was watching with a lady friend yesterday, and she goes, how do you people do this every week? Like, I would have a heart attack. And I go, I know. And the last 2 weeks for them have been that way. There was the Packers game, and then, you know, last night. And it could go the other way, too, for you. It can be, you could be a fan of the Jets. But even being a fan of the Jets is better than being a fan of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like not having a team.
That's
I would rather
pretty profound. That's like Confucius level.
Yeah. I would.
You should write that down.
I would rather have the St. Louis Jets than have nothing.
Well, and Matt, you were talking about like lamenting that we don't have that offense anymore. We don't have any team anymore. But I talk about this all of the time because it's such a big part of my life because I was 15, 16 years old. We had season tickets, Matt, to the greatest show on turf. And I was old enough to appreciate and have fun and remember how great they are, but young enough where in the back of my mind, you kind of feel like this is what football is and always will be. And I think if I could go back and replace 16-year-old me with 42-year-old me, I would just be in awe and I would soak up every minute in a way that I didn't before because you're like, it will never be like this again.
Yeah.
Not only will there never be an offense like this again, but I mean, I guess what was it? The 07 Patriots were good, but whatever. I mean, this was a special offense and you're not even going to have a team anymore. It was such a big part of our lives as St. Louisans.
It was, and that's the thing. It set your life. Like I just think about my relationship with my dad and being sports fans together as I grew up. And if you're going to church, you're going to early church on Sunday if the Rams are playing at noon, right? Because you got to be home in time. And just, you know, that was appointment television. Every single Sunday, you were going to be in front of the TV watching the Rams. And there was no question about it. And I was lucky enough that me and my dad found a way to get Super Bowl tickets the two times they were in the Super Bowl. So I went to each of those Super Bowls. And I remember driving to New Orleans and driving to Atlanta with them. And, you know, the snowstorm in the Atlanta one was, you know, we had to drive through that. I remember we took a different route to get there just to avoid the snowstorm. Like, just the memories that go along with having an NFL team. I looked at my wife last night because I was actually, it's funny that we're talking about this because I was lamenting last night as I was watching that Bears-Niners game about how I wish I had this like in my life. And I looked at my, because I really don't, I appreciate the Chiefs. I think it's good for the station when the Chiefs win. A lot of people in St. Louis are Chiefs fans. They've generally been a fun team. So I have an affection towards them and I generally want them to win, but it's not like I'm passionate about it. And I don't think I'm going to become a passionate Chiefs fan. So I looked before the Rams came to St. Louis when I was very little, for some reason I had picked the 49ers as my team. Now that changed immediately when the Rams got to St. Louis, but I actually looked at my wife last night when watching the game, I'm like, maybe I should become a 49ers fan again. Maybe that's what I should do, because I want to be a fan of a team. I just, it can't be this faked out thing, which is what it would be.
Well, you picked the wrong, what's the matter with you? You picked the wrong team.
Are you suggesting?
Yeah, I mean, why don't you, the other team.
I'm not going to be, I can't be a fan of a team from Chicago.
Why?
Because it's Chicago.
So?
We're St. Louis.
And? We're not Kansas City.
I have less animosity towards Kansas City than I do Chicago.
But they're moving to the armpit of Kansas. I didn't call it that. The Wall Street Journal did.
Kansas, look, Chicago did not benefit from one of the worst World Series calls in history.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It was the Royals in this market in Kansas City. You should have way more animosity toward them.
Omaha Junior.
I don't, that's right. But thank you.
All right.
Wait, okay. So is that a no? I'm sorry. This is hard
to
follow.
Yeah, it's a no.
Oh.
He has an animosity towards
Chicago. I don't have the animosity towards...
Plus, Chicago's infinitely better than Kansas City. It's just an infinitely better city.
Yeah, it is, but that doesn't mean Kansas City's bad. Kansas City is a great town.
Sure.
Omaha's a great town.
Yeah, Omaha. I like Omaha better than Kansas City. How about
really?
That? Yeah, I love Omaha. And now
I like
Kansas
Lincoln.
City. I've never been to Lincoln.
Lincoln's been to fun. Lincoln.
Hey, speaking of the...
I spent the night in Topeka. It was very nice.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Topeka's not fun. I've spent a lot of time in Topeka. Topeka is not a fun town.
This guy went to school in Manhattan, Kansas.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so I was like an hour from Topeka. I saw George Carlin at the Topeka Performing Arts Center.
Oh, interesting. That's cool.
That'd have been pretty cool.
This is great. It was a good day. We talked about socks to open up the show.
Yeah, we did.
Now we're talking about all the cities in Kansas
I'll
tell you. Okay, so this happened in the George Carlin show. True story. Yeah. I know this is not, but it was shortly after 9/11, and if you remember, everybody is on edge, yeah. And All of a sudden, in Topeka Performing Arts Center, like they bring in like these highfalutin type things. Like I don't know what they did, why they booked George Carlin, and they've got all the docents with the sashes and everything. And there was a woman, who took offense to Carlin's routine, and in the middle of the show, she walks on stage.
Oh,
and to tell him
just
how vile he is.
Okay.
Now, you remember, it's shortly after 9/11.
Yeah.
So when we see a person with a, an official Topeka Performing Arts Center person walking on the stage, giving it to Carlin, but we can't hear what's going on. Like, everybody is freaked out that, like, something more has happened and they have to stop the show or something. And then we figure out what it was. And Carlin had some line like, "Mom, I told you to stay in the truck" or something.
Yeah.
But it was a real, like, I remember it like it was yesterday just because of where we were at. And this woman just in the middle of Carlin's set just takes it upon herself to tell him he should not speak
this
with those kind of words.
Is a good time to give the reminder that comedy shows are not interactive. So sit your ass down in your seat. Laugh if you want
to.
Don't laugh if you don't.
Fired, right? If you're
a
worker.
I think they were all volunteers. So
punch her right in the nose. Don't come up on my stage.
Unvolunteered.
Yeah. I'll volunteer to punch you in the nose.
I'm going to have to let you go. I don't even work here.
Yeah, get off my stage. Hey, speaking of the game last night, how about Luther Burden, the former Tiger, had a fantastic game. 139 yards.
Yeah, I thought it was really good that Chris Collinsworth brought up the fact that the production, he mentioned some of the advanced numbers that when Burden's on the field, how he is one of the most dynamic and effective wide receivers in the National Football League. So good on Collinsworth for bringing that up. And it was again, I was sitting there with my wife. I said, "Hey, see that guy?" And he's from the area and everything. So he looked really good last night, and it was fun to see him do what he did. And it felt like, I haven't watched every Bears game like you, Ronj, but it felt like that was a little bit of a coming out for him, just in terms of maybe getting the publicity nationally that he deserves.
There have been so many moments over the course of the year where he's made a play and you think, okay, let's get him more involved, because clearly he's good and he seems to be getting better. But 139 yards last night, so great for him. He had an injury at the very end of the game last play, but it should be all right. It doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but
my wife was like, "Wait, that guy's injured. Why is anybody gonna go over and take a look at him?" Like, because the game's over and people are celebrating and everything. So what about the injured guy? So That was kind of fun.
That's why I was doing the same thing. Yeah. Like, somebody please give me an update on Luther. Their entire team was sick with the flu, and so he got a lot more targets than normal. But it's really cool to see a Mizzou guy breaking out, and he looks really good.
He does. That play he made right at the end that really kept the Bears in it was remarkable.
Yep. Yeah.
Just to put the cherry on top of this, the conversation we had about feeling sad about the Rams not being here, a 314 texted in, "Sad caw-caw." That's what they texted in.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sad that the Battlehawks are here, but...
No, I think
this isn't
sad
a shot at the Battlehawks, because it's great that we have some form of professional football and St. Louis supports them so well, but it would be disingenuous to say that the Battlehawks have replaced the Rams.
And a Jets fan in Baldwin texted in, "Wait till next year."
I hate this team.
Poor guy. All right, Matt Pauly, we appreciate you. Thanks for hanging. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When is your countdown to opening day, since you refuse to do it on Thursdays anymore?
It is on Tuesday this week with, I believe, an encore presentation on Friday.
Fantastic.
It's going to be here.
Monday
Night Football tonight. We've got it here on KMOX.
That's right. Rams tonight will be on 104.1 FM KMOX. Could be, potentially, the Bears' first round opponent in the playoffs. We'll see.
Potentially.
And maybe we'll do some business for you. We'll take care of those stinky Rams just for you. Thanks, Matt.
You bet.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Chris and Amy on KMOX in the next hour. Andrew Egger is going to join the show, so stick around for that. He's with us at 11 o'clock. That and more. Guest House Gang at 12. It's Tom Ackerman and me on KMOX.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.